Our life is not in your control. That's the basic truth of life. Jesus led the disciples into the boat to cross over to the other side, but a great storm came upon them. Our life is like that. We need to get into the boat to get to the other side. Life doesn't stay still. We have to keep moving. But storms can come at any moment. You cannot control when they come or whether they come. Storms are powerful forces. They can be overwhelming. You become so small compared to the big storm. You are helpless in it. All you can do is try to withstand it and come out of it alive. Storms create havoc and difficulty. The good thing is, most of the time, they come and they go. If you can withstand that storm, it will pass and calm will come. Storms are very powerful, but many of the times they are temporary. Storms may come and go, but their effect can remain. The real power of the storm is not necessarily the storm itself. The real power of the storm is the fear that it leaves in your heart. That's the issue that Jesus focuses on when he asks the very pointed question to his disciples. Why are you afraid? At the retreat that we had 2 weeks ago, I shared the story of the year I spent at a small law firm. And for me personally, it was the year from hell, the year of storm. You know, being yelled at by my boss almost weekly, or more than weekly, every day. You know, being chained to my desk 12 hours a day. So I talked about that. So after I quit that job, I started my own criminal law practice. I rented an office in a law chamber in the basement of it's a house where a bunch of lawyers rent offices from. I was on my own. I was my own boss now. My landlord, he was a lawyer. He happened to own it, and he rented it out. And my office is kind of tucked away. But every time he kind of walked by, I would tense up, and I'd get all stressed out and nervous. I mean, he was not my boss. I was paying him rent. He should be thanking me, right? I was no longer in my old job. But the effect of that stormy year was still in my heart. The greatest power that storms have is the fear that it leaves in your heart. Storms are powerful. The storm overpowered the disciples. The waves beat into the boat. The water started flooding it. But what does Mark show us? Jesus had even greater power. Jesus had the power to still the storm. Many times, our circumstances themselves become our storm. Financial difficulty can become the storm. Bad health, difficult or strained relationship and conflict. These storms make you anxious, fearful, and feeling overwhelmed. But my friends, Jesus is more powerful than these storms. Jesus doesn't necessarily take the circumstance away, but he nullifies the power of those storms. He makes it so that those circumstances are no longer a storm. Those same circumstances may exist, but they're not a storm. It's actually calm water now. Isn't that amazing? Haven't you experienced that sometimes? Something has stressed you out so much. But then at some point, you realize that's not stressful at all. That's the power that Jesus has over the storms in your life. Maybe financial difficulties are still there. Maybe you're still in poor health. Whatever it is, but they are no longer storms in your life. They no longer have power to strike fear in your heart. You can live with it, and you can face it with great calmness because it's no longer a storm. When you have no more fear, then you are free. That is when you can really live your life. Live your life the way you are supposed to. Be driven by a bigger purpose. To let love or passion drive you. Living without fear is the best way to live. A life that's connected with Christ is a life that's free from fear. You're connected with Christ. You have the power of Christ that stills the storm. The storms become calm and they have no more effect on you. What a gift. What a treasure. This is what people of faith have discovered through the ages. That is what St. Paul discovered in Christ. And that is why, for him, knowing Christ became the most precious thing in the world. This is what he said. I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish. That's a very tame word in Greek. It's refuse. It's dung, right? In order that I may gain Christ and be found in him. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. To know Christ is to know his power. Faith is trust in the power of Christ. That faith gives you peace. With that faith, you can withstand the storms of life and not become fearful. And that is why faith is a gift. I've come to realize that you never really know what your faith is until you encounter storms in your life. Faith is not what you say or think it is. Your faith is how you respond to storms that overwhelm you and make you feel helpless. The disciples, they left everything to follow Jesus. They are inspired by his teachings and his healings and his miracles and his power. But when the storms came and overwhelmed them, they didn't have faith. They were just like us. But my friends, the good news in today's story is that it's not about your faith. It's not about you. It's about what Jesus does. The disciples did not yet have faith in this story. What they did do was they called out to Jesus. They didn't just call out. They woke him up. This is how Mark describes it. They woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And to that, Jesus responded. And waking up, he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Be silent, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. The story is not about your faith. It's about what God does. Jesus, do you not care? And he responds with a resounding, "Yes, I do care." God is merciful. God hears your cry. God is never asleep and is always awake to your calling out. This is what the psalmist says. "I lift my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep." Whether or not you have faith is not the issue here. When the storms hit you, cry out to God. You don't need to have a strong faith right away. You simply need to cry out when you feel powerless and helpless. Don't try to figure things out all on your own. Don't turn away from God. Cry out to God. God will hear you and respond. The disciples witnessed the great power of Jesus, the one who stilled the storm. And this was their response. And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" I know those of you at the retreat really liked when I translated some Greek words, right? When Jesus asks, "Why are you afraid?" the Greek word for that is delios. John, are you going to remember that? Where is it? And the meaning of that is kind of cowardice. Why are you cowardly? But here, when the disciples, after witnessing Jesus' power, when they were filled with great fear, the word there is phobos. I mean, that's where the word phobia comes from. But it's not like a cowardly fear. It's an awe-struck sense of awe and reverence wonder and that holy fear. When you experience the great power of God in your life, who stills the storm, then that is when you will be filled with great awe. And that is the beginning of faith for us. As Elder June prayed earlier this afternoon, yesterday we had the funeral for Jacob. It was a difficult funeral. It was a difficult week. Jacob was so young. He still had so much life to live, so many things to experience, children to watch growing up. That's why our hearts were broken indeed for Marie and their children. But we were able to reflect on how it's not the length of life that you live that really matters. It is the quality of life that you live. So we were able to celebrate the good quality of life that Jacob lived. That in the time he had, he lived it fully. My friends, our time on earth is short. If we can stretch it out a bit longer, that is a great blessing. I would like that for all of us. Let us live long and healthy lives. But more than the length, it is about the quality of life that we live while we have it. And that is to live life free from fear. That is the kind of life we have to live. To be driven by love and not fear. To live the life you are supposed to while you're here on earth. The disciples, they did not have that faith at first. That is what we see today. But in the end, they had faith. And that faith freed them from fear. They lived boldly. They lived boldly and they died boldly. And that faith is the seed of our faith. As you experience the power of God in your life, your faith too will grow. I am sure of that. God will continue to grow your faith into a mighty source of strength that can withstand any storm without fear. That is what God will do. Right now, even if you don't have faith, when the storms come your way, cry out to God. Because God can hear your cry. And let Jesus do powerful things in your life.